1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 8:05.
Sunshine now 20 degrees, our wind chills 11. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Sunshine all day today with a high of 44, increasingly but occasionally breezy as we go. For the activities tonight, for the parade and the other related activities before it, we're looking at temperatures right around 40 degrees to the upper 30s, bottoming out at 32, and then sunshine tomorrow with an afternoon high of 55. Full forecast details from the TV 13 weather team coming up here in just a little bit. It's been almost 24 hours since Tyson announced that it would be closing down all of its local operations as part of a restructuring effort and also an efficiency effort. We're now joined by Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking with the latest on the local response and really the local impact, at least from the city's perspective. Trey, good morning.
Morning, Trey.
Hey, good morning, Chuck and Ron. Happy birthday, Chuck, by the way.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I shudder to ask how things are going in the office right now.
You know, day number two of the news. So, you know, I think we're, at this point, it's how do you move forward? What are the next steps? Yesterday, I think, was really about the news breaking. Today, I think it's still how we can best support the Tyson workers that are impacted by this, the contractors, and, you know, it really goes beyond just the employees themselves. But, you know, we know we have contractors, suppliers, people upstream and downstream from Tyson who are impacted by this as well. So trying to wrap our heads around it, trying to fully understand the scope of it, and then, you know, trying to, you know, find the path forward. As what I've learned in my 3 years in Emporia is a very, very resilient city. This is not the first time that we've had a rough day in Emporia. This isn't the first time that news like this has been delivered. But every time Emporia comes back stronger and better. And that is my sense of what will happen this time, is this is, once again, this is a path forward for the city. We will grow. We will be stronger. It's going to hurt for a while, but I'm excited about the future. And I think we will grow as a community. I think this is an opportunity for our existing companies to maybe look at expanding. I think this is an opportunity for somebody who has a business elsewhere who is looking to expand or relocate. This is an opportunity to consider Emporia. So in light of the very bad news, I'm hopeful that we'll soon see some, you know, green sprouts of good news coming.
Yeah, this isn't our first rodeo with bad news like this, and we've had significant job losses, even bigger than the 800-plus that we're looking at right now, and that is significant. So job number one, Trey, you mentioned that there's a lot of aspects, a lot of branches on this tree to be looking at, but is to try to help out the workers that will be without employment after February 14th comes and goes in 2025. So keeping as many people here in town employed as possible, would that be at the top of the list?
You know, for me, that's definitely at the top of the list. You know, I know folks are going to have opportunities with Tyson to go elsewhere. I would encourage them, you know, if you can find a job locally, consider that. If you think Tyson's the best bet for you, we understand that as well. But, you know, for me, I really want to keep as many of those talented individuals in this community, keep their skills here, keep their keep their families here, and the impact that they make on the community here, because it makes our community stronger. You know, definitely understand that some of those folks will have opportunities elsewhere, but you know, that's my hope, is that as many of these folks can stay local, and hopefully they will consider opportunities that are open now with several of our other large industrial partners in the community. And, you know, even looking, you know, we have a few jobs open at the city. So I would always tell folks to consider us, consider the county, but then also look at our large industrial partners in town, because we really want these folks to stay and be part of our community.
And there's, the way it sounds, a lot of competition already. Words coming into to us in different channels that there are recruitment efforts that are either underway or going to be started here by week's end, no later than that, from other cities within about at least a 50-mile radius, if not further than that. Before we start talking about kind of the plan that's developing here to help the workers, how does the city maybe or can the city really do much from just basically the government side of things to help recruit, retain, and keep those families here?
You know, obviously, you know, for us, it's really just messaging. Then, you know, long term, it's going to be reaching out. It's going to be letting companies that are looking to expand, relocate, know that there's opportunity in Emporia. You know, working with Jim Witt now, working with the future RDA director, you know, long term, I think there are so many assets here that will build long term. That doesn't fix it for those folks that are going to be without jobs on February 14th, and I understand that. But, you know, if somebody has to drive 50 miles to Ottawa or Topeka, you know, and then hopefully, you know, somebody moves here or one of our local companies expand, you know, they're still living in our community, so, you know, we'd love to keep them. Get them off the road if those opportunities so develop as well.
Mentioned, I heard you talk about a rapid response meeting yesterday. What did that entail, Trey?
Yeah, we had officials from the Department of Commerce, from Kansas Works, Senator Longbine, the Chamber, RDA. You know, we all got in one room yesterday, started putting our heads together. You know, I think the biggest thing that we're trying to work on right now is to be able to get into Tyson to have job fairs there on site, and they're working on those plans right now. You know, then there's, like I said, you know, you had the short-term stuff, and then really the bigger long-term stuff is how do we market the site, how do we market the community moving forward, and talked a little bit about that, you know, but those are longer-term things that happen. But, you know, definitely the short-term focus is getting in, getting those job fairs set up on site and letting people know what those options are.
Now, let me ask you, Trey, this news, you know, broke yesterday morning. Did Tyson contact you personally to deliver the information, or did you receive an email? How exactly did this come down?
Yeah, you know, probably like everybody else, because my phone started blowing up a little after 8 yesterday morning. You know, saw the news initially break on social media, and then, you know, we're kind of scratching our heads, well, is this real? And then about 9:05, I received a call from a government affairs official with Tyson asking to speak to myself and the mayor. So I quickly got Mayor Harder on the phone, and we had a conversation with them, and they let us know what was going on.
Was there really anything, Trey, that the city could have done, not just recently, but maybe over the let's go all the way back to when Tyson chopped the workforce here locally by more than half, better than 15 years ago. Was there really anything the city could have done to avoid what came out yesterday?
Yeah, that when the mayor and I were on the phone with them yesterday, that was one of the questions we asked is, one, is there anything we can do now, or is there anything we could have done? And the individual on the phone said, absolutely not. This is a business optimization strategy of the corporation, really trying to put their assets under one roof. You know, because right now what happens is, you know, the animals are slaughtered out in western Kansas. They are trucked to Emporia, where they go through the value-added process, and then, you know, sent to various distribution centers after that. So what this will allow moving forward is, and I think, you know, a lot of the work is going to be sent to Holcomb. Some of the additional work will be sent to some of their other beef, their beef slaughter plants, is my understanding. But, you know, this will allow them basically to not have those transportation costs involved with shipping those carcasses from Holcomb to Emporia, and they can manage everything under one roof, was what we were told.
Okay. City Manager Trey Cocking joining us again here with the latest update on really the local and to a degree statewide response to Tyson's announcement yesterday that it's essentially closing down all local operations after decades of presence here in Emporia. Really everything wrapping up by middle to late February, the way things currently sound. You know, Trey, with the city commission meeting coming up tomorrow, and you know there's been conversations over the last month about utility rate increases and spreading those out here, but generally speaking, the way it looks like an almost a 10% across the board utility rate increases coming here for residents and businesses. How does losing Tyson maybe reset those numbers, and really how does the city make up for the lost revenue that the Tyson would be pumping in here once it leaves?
Yeah, you know, we are looking at those numbers. Initially, you know, they're a top five customer for us. So somewhere around $250,000 impact is what they're paying into the water fund right now. You know, there's cost to produce water. It's not all profit for the city. When we sell water, because obviously there's chemicals and the cost to buy the water from the reservoir and the electricity cost to treat it. So we will look more closely at that, but that's definitely going to have an impact. Long term, I'm hopeful that, you know, in the next 2 years that volume can be made up through other consumers and we won't have, a huge impact. They're not, you know, When you look at our water fund, we're somewhere around $9 million in total revenue this year. So, you know, $250,000 is a hit to the water fund. But, you know, it's less than, I'm trying to do quick math on the fly, guys. You know, it's less than 3% of our total water fund. But there's a definite impact there.
What about to the tax base, Trey?
You know, tax base, looking at that, you know, this is all public record on Beacon. Sure. It looks like Tyson pays approximately a little over $300,000 in property taxes a year. Of course, you know, that is spread out between the city, the county, the school district, the state of Kansas. What I can tell you is, based on how property taxes are done in Kansas, you know, this year's property taxes will be due December 20th. And then next year's property taxes are due on will be based on the January 1 valuation of the building. So, you know, on the property tax side, we should, you know, for 25 and 26, we shouldn't see a dip. You know, obviously it depends what happens with the plant when we go into 27, 28 and beyond at that point. But, you know, that's just preliminarily looking at numbers. Obviously, you know, depends on number of people leaving the community and sales tax impacts and those sorts of things. You know, so it's really hard to estimate, you know, the softer numbers. You can look at the harder numbers and say, okay, this is what you're directly contributing it. But, you know, past that, it's really just estimates and guesses. And, you know, one of the things we heard going back to 2008 was that some of the folks who took jobs out in Garden City at that point in time would drive back and forth. You know, they would drive out Sunday, come back Friday, and their family stayed here. You know, so if that happens, if we see that, or even if we see people commute to jobs in Topeka, Ottawa, El Dorado, you know, their families are still living here. They're still here spending money. So it's just hard to tell what those impacts look like today.
Well, Trey, we appreciate your time as always, and thanks for the update on the information.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys, and we will get more word out as we can.
Again, Trey, appreciate it, and best of luck today. City Manager Trey Cocking joining us here to lead off our 805 newscast with a wide-ranging update and obviously a lot of moving parts when it comes to the Tyson plant closure by the late February stages. We'll keep you posted on KVUE and KVUE.com. KVUE News Time 8:23. Right now we've got sunshine but chilly temperatures, 20 degrees and a wind chill of 11. News brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu.
Looking for a university that's close to home but takes your career far? Look no further than Emporia State University. With top-notch programs in business, nursing, education,